Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer is Age of the Customer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jollis, one of the top salesmanship experts in history, president of Jollis Associates, author of all the important books on selling, customer-centered selling. Folks, that's a, as I say, that's still the Bible. How to Change Minds, Mental Agility, you get the picture. Jollis.com, right? Jollis.com.
That's where you find everything.
The books and all that, your Blarticle, Circle R, Blarticle, you check that out, folks. It's highly irreverent. I'm trying to say that. It's highly irreverent, folks, so that's why I like it. Rob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about selling. We're talking about fundamentals. We're talking about when to apply the different aspects. Are you amazed at, after all these years, you know, a century, basically, of people writing and training people how to be professional salespeople, that it's still as loosey-goosey as it is?
Well, it is, because, you know, we have so much technology being thrown at us, and there's, you know, things are changing so quickly. I'll acknowledge that. But the funny thing is, Jim, when you and I pull out a chair, sit down, and look at each other eye to eye across the table, that hasn't changed all that much. That's when we actually have a conversation, and usually the more the client talks, the more they're going to like the person they're talking to. And when we earn the right to make a recommendation because we have a specific need of the client and we can tie a benefit to that need, things get simple again. But this is not changing due to technology. This is the way we communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, I wanted to bring this topic, because in a sense it's one of the oldest topics out there.
But one of the things that I've noticed, I want to get your thoughts on, and we'll get back to this. I'm trying to tell people that getting in the door is the only thing that's really changed very much today. Once you get in the door, once you're established, once you've earned the right to be in front of the customer, the way you sell that person today successfully as a professional isn't very much different from the way we did it 40 years ago. But getting in the door is what's different these days. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's absolutely true. You know, I've worked for almost 5 years now with a group that helps people who are unemployed, as an example. And they're working on their words and their resumes and their elevator pitches and their LinkedIn sites, and I'm not discouraging that. But I'm going to tell you right now, you get in the door through your network.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of go back to, you're right, hey, good news, you can use LinkedIn to apply for jobs. And so are 1,000 or 5,000 other people.
Right.
We're kind of back where we started from now. Mm-hmm. We have this technology, but there's way too many people using that technology. So it still goes back to, will Jim recommend me to that group that he knows that needs somebody that does something I do? And that's called a network. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're still back. I don't want to lean on technology to get me in the door. I want to learn on my communications, lean on my communication skills, and the relationships I have with what people who know.
Well, for one thing, the technology may, you know, so what are you going to do? It gets you in the door, and you say, okay, now that I've caught the car, what do I do with it? You know, you got to be a human being at some point, don't you?
You sure do. And so we kind of go back to the basics of how we communicate. That isn't changing. And you know, look, I just wrote a new edition, fourth edition, to my seminar book, and the thing I added was online training. It's changing the industry, but the reality is, you want the mind share of an individual one-on-one selling or one on a group, and believe me, we speakers are selling. That mind share, that cultural change we're looking to create, comes from being standing up in front of a group of people and not on a video screen, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there, and I can't ignore it, so I wrote about it, and I love it as a follow-up, but I've never sold anybody, you know, by watching a video of me.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, it still comes down, especially B2B. Not just B2B, B2C too. But especially B2B, it still comes down to people doing business with people. And the decisions, when you're doing business to business, the decisions are bigger. And that means that more and more it's being made by people who have a relationship with somebody else. And what I remind people about, Rob, is that here, after all these years, with after all this technology, you and I, human beings, are still analog. We're as analog as we ever were.
Yeah, it's a good point.
We're humans.
Yeah, I hear you. You know,
last thoughts. I got about a minute. Last thoughts. Wrap it up for us.
All right. My last thoughts are this. You know, when I was at Xerox, I worked with people for 2 weeks, and there's a rule of thumb that says emphasize everything, emphasize nothing. You know, I put two words on the board that people could see when they sold from 2 weeks of training, and the words were, "You said." If you can earn the right, you get a client to talk, that comes through questioning, and you get them to tell you their story. It's so much easier when you make this recommendation that we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. Just a simple work in the words. And another reason why I'm recommending this, Jim, is because you said you were looking for and finish the set.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But if we're telling them what
it's
they
powerful.
Need, we can't use the words you said.
It's
so
powerful.
Very powerful words. Yes, sir.
There's,
yep.
there's no question about it. And folks, I mean, you heard it from the man. Rob knows it. He's not only doing it himself, he's training people. And he's been doing it now for a few decades. So please follow Rob. Check out his blarticle. Subscribe to his blarticle. That's what I said, blarticle. And only Rob Jolish would come up with that. And all of his books there. Hey, Rob, good job today. Come back. Let's do some more of this.
I sure will. Always great talking to you, Jim.
Rob Jolish, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rob joined us. And so we did. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.